BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
This is Tuesdays. Oh, caught you out there, but it is Tuesday. Scott Mills Daily. Chris realises that it's Tuesday on air and him and his mates are not going to be happy. How's that going?
Well, it's not that I'm not going to be happy. It's that my mates aren't going to be happy with me. All's explained in this podcast, but it's now a situation that I think is going to take me into the rest of my evening.
Okay, also funny business. Another two companies get the call that they've never wanted from us because their business name is so good. Bangers returns. What did you use as ID when you forgot your passport or driving license? And a girl that goes on Tinder holidays. You will not believe this.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon to you.
Mate, you are looking fresh as today, I should say. Very, very tanned. But it's an odd one, isn't it? Because I was with you yesterday, so I can't even say it's been the whole weekend of sun that has caused it. So, or is this just one evening's tan?
Do you know, I really went out and made an effort today, which I didn't do yesterday because bank holiday. But I'm really glad that you've noticed.
Yeah.
I even did my hair for you.
Mate, I notice every little change in you, including, and it hasn't gone unnoticed, the healthy lunches that I'm seeing out there.
Oh, yeah.
And also, someone who's clearly now seen a little bit of sun and going, right, I need to get fit this summer.
Right.
It's on in anger, isn't it?
It's on in anger, let me tell you. Yesterday, if you couldn't join us yesterday, we were on with loads of mixes and we got to talking about what you've used as ID when you've forgotten yours. You know when you get somewhere and you're like, oh, they're going to ID me, and then, I mean, people were using Boots Advantage cards,
yeah.
All sorts.
There was one lad who used the top of his head. He had a little ball patch on the top of his head. Leant down, showed that to a bouncer, and they were like, yep, that's fine, you're
in. Yeah, almost ball, come in. So we got some more of those later on. Oh, how about, they've even had a jingle, mate, listen.
Scott Mills, the one for fake tan.
Yeah, everyone's noticing.
It is fake tan then, is it?
Maybe. Funny business at two. More excellent companies with brilliant names get a call from us. We can't laugh. Bangers at 2:40. And Chris has just told me that something interesting's arrived in the post for me.
Oh, yes.
Someone hasn't sent me poo, have they? Because you can do that now.
Not again,
service.
No.
There's a service that does do that.
Scott Mills.
Do you know what? I love our listeners, Scott. They really feed into the show in every type of way. And one of the ways one of our listeners has got involved is a young dude called Calvin, who has done a school project all on you.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing. I've got it here in front of me. So here it is, Scott Mills.
Cheers, Calvin.
Nice picture of you on the front there. And so this is his school project, a bit like, you know, how people sometimes use the show for GCSE stuff and A-level media studies, that kind of thing. Calvin's really gone to town on this.
It really makes me think you can do a school subject on anything.
He's gone for the classic approach here. There's a contents page, index, that sort of thing. Let me take you through, just fact check it a little bit.
Okay.
Where and when was he born? And then he's put a picture of Eastleigh there. That's correct.
Yep.
That's you. He talks all about your first job at Power FM. Hello.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore, but it did, and that was true, yeah.
It shut down after you left, right?
Yeah, soon after.
How did he start Radio 1? That all seems correct. Then he's done a bit about your favourite music. Your favourite songs are Black Magic.
What?
By Little Mix, apparently.
Who said that?
According to Calvin here.
Okay.
And it's a guide on Scott Mills, so it must be right.
It's up there.
But no, Calvin, I just want to say thank you so much. He talks about your secret skill, and then he gives you some shade, says you're rubbish at dancing, but really good at planning people's holidays. Calvin, I think this is bang on. I reckon you'd sell more than Scott's actual book. I might publish it.
One of my friends bought that the other day just for laughs.
How much?
£2.68. Two of your actual old English pounds and 68 of your pence, please.
Scott Mills.
Do you know what sometimes does work as ID for the club?
Go on.
Car keys. Boots Advantage card. Tesco club card. Receding hairline. What really doesn't work, and Sarah knows this because she tried it, here's my Legoland driving licence. Not having any of it.
Scott Mills.
So, Sarah, you're outside the club and that realisation that you haven't got your ID with you.
Yeah. So, basically, me and my friends have been out for a few drinks after work. I'm 24, so ID is literally the last thing I remember because I look really old, so you never get asked for it anymore. Got to the bar. All my friends went in first. They all had ID. I realised I had not. So, rummaging through my bag in a panic, didn't want to be that friend that doesn't get let in. No one wants to go home early.
No.
Yeah, so found the Tupperware that I had my lunch in to take to work and tried to explain why would I be under 18? I have Tupperware, therefore I'm an adult with my life together.
Yeah.
And got let in.
Oh, that's amazing. Why would I have Tupperware if I wasn't old?
Yeah. I think he let me in because he was bored of me trying to explain, but still worked, still got let in.
But either way, the Tupperware would have swung in his head. There would have been a discussion, even slightly in his head there going, yeah, it's true, actually, she raises a good point. No one young would have Tupperware. Why would they?
But young people do bring their lunch to work in Tupperware.
Mm. I mean, that was my reasoning. Why would a 17-year-old have Tupperware?
This is an interesting one, though, isn't it? Because what it's saying is that do some security people on doors, should they have some kind of quiz that happens? So if someone's forgotten their ID, because that happens, that's an innocent mistake to make. And it's such a shame if you then have to miss out on a night out. You know, it's both ways. It's not that you were pretending to be 18. You're 24. You should be able to get into that club. Annoyingly, you haven't got the ID with you. Maybe there should be a quiz that these people can then ask you to sort of judge your age. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you remember this show?
Yeah.
Sing the theme tune to this one.
Yeah.
You know, we could make a whole quiz out of this. Could be useful.
Like a millennial versus Generation Z quiz. So if you're too young to remember Dick and Dom and the Bungalow, can't get there.
Dick and Dom is a perfect example.
Perfect example. So if I was to say to you, what is the game Dick and Dom is most famous for?
Bogies.
Bogies, of course. You know?
Yeah.
I'd let you in.
Yeah.
If I was to ask you if you've ever gone Von Dutch, what would I be referring to?
Oh God, I don't know. Are they the like skater shoe things?
No, the Von Dutch caps.
Well, yeah,
see, I'm already suspicious of you now.
No.
And a whole clothing range.
Was it a whole clothing range
as
well? No, for me,
yeah,
it was just the
hats. I think it was
hats.
Like a skater brand.
Yes. Did you ever see a girl in a Von Dutch tracksuit?
I don't think I did,
yeah,
no. Was
really
it
odd.
A vision of beauty?
Yes, absolutely was.
Von Dutch hats were everywhere. It's basically the Who game to let people in. That's what we're proposing here.
Yeah. Do you remember... Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I wish we could do this. I wish we could get some nightclub to agree to allow people in if they could pass a quiz.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Okay, funny business is what we do on Tuesdays, even though you think it's a Monday. I've really messed things up today because of that.
It's true. It's true, but does that mean that the weekend comes quicker?
Yeah, I know it's a massive ho. Oh, I thought it was a... feels like a Monday. It's in fact a Tuesday, but it does feel like that. But like every radio DJ in the land.
All right, funny business.
Okay, so it's simple. We find the best company names, not only in the UK, but in the world. We call them, try not to laugh. I've got one for you, you've got one for me. We don't know who each other is calling. You just can't laugh. You first today, please. I've got an excellent
treat.
One for you. What a treat. I'm putting you through. Can't laugh, okay? And then you've got one for me. Yeah. Okay.
Good afternoon, Robert Holmes. Darren speaking.
Good afternoon. I just want to check I've got the right number. Who am I speaking to, please?
It's Darren Beveridge from All About Holmes Limited.
I'm sorry. Can you just say your business name one more time?
Yeah, All About Holmes Limited.
All About Hoes?
Holes. H-O-L-E-S.
Oh, sorry, holes. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were into gardens and stuff like that. No, you're all about the holes. And I, do you know what? I'm not sure I know exactly what your business does. It was more I just intrigued by the name. What is it you do?
We take samples of reinstatements undertaken by utilities in carriageways and footways, and we check them for local authorities to make sure that they reinstate them correctly so that there's no potholes left, etc.
Oh, great. So you clear up all the potholes. Do you get a few questions about the name of your business? Because you've got quite a sensible job there. But I'll be honest, I'm calling mainly because you're called All About Holes.
Yeah, we do. As you can imagine, some people press the wrong buttons on the internet searches.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's brought a lot of intrigue with our names for the future. And it sort of came out on a good drunken night out where the new name of the business appeared.
Yeah. But you're all about the holes, aren't you? And what's your name, sorry?
Darren Beveridge.
Oh, Darren. Well, thank you so much for explaining what your business does. So that's All About Holes. Where are you based?
We're based in Bridgend in South Wales.
Of course you are. And Darren, I don't have any more questions, but thank you so much for answering my call.
Not a problem at all. Good afternoon. Have a good day.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Nice one.
All the best. Cheers, man. Bye.
Love him.
All About Holes.
What a friendly guy.
I know.
You know, sometimes when you ring and you're not sure how they're going to actually respond to being asked about their business, I'm intrigued by All About Holes now, because when he was describing the job, I was thinking, this is quite a dull job for such an exciting name. But I get it now after speaking to him.
Yeah.
Good bloke. Yeah, that was a good find from you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, what have you got for me?
All right, here we go. Your one.
Good afternoon, Shebang Security. Lee Bank speaking. How can I help?
Hello, who have I got through to, please?
You've gone through to Lee Banks at Shebang Security.
Shebangs?
Yeah, Shebangs, yeah.
Shebangs.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
Yeah, what a tune.
Yeah, Shebang. How can I help you?
I just wanted to check what your company was called and just to share our, both of our love of Ricky Martin together.
Oh, love it. Oh, and I love it. Shebang Security, yeah, Shebang.
Yeah. Did you come up with that name?
Yeah, I did. I love it.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, why did you choose that?
I just thought it does the whole shebang, the whole package. We do everything, all security, shebang.
Oh, shebang, the whole shebang.
And everybody all goes to us, can you do us the whole shebang, please? And I don't mean to say shebang, but the company name is Shebang.
Okay, then you said it a lot now. And where are you based?
Hertfordshire and Stevenage.
And what's your name?
Lee Banks.
Lee Banks from Shebangs.
Yeah, Lee Banks from Shebangs.
Listen how much you love your job, I love it.
I love it, thank you, mate.
All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Cheers, thank you, bye-bye. Yeah,
bye. Absolutely no explanation for why I was calling there at all.
Also, wins the record for the most amount of times that you can say your business.
Yeah.
Great name, that, though.
I reckon he's heard the feature before.
I think so.
I'm going to say it as much as possible.
Mate, he was buzzing there. Love him. Scott
Mills. Sometimes I don't know even if you listen to me anymore.
Well, I do. Sometimes.
We just had a whole on-air conversation about how we were a bit thrown off because it's Tuesday, not Monday. We said it on the radio, and you agree with me. Then I turned off the microphone, we played the song, and you went, is it Tuesday? And I was like, yes, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, and now I'm panicking. Well, I forgot to get my mate's FA Cup tickets this morning, so now it's Tuesday.
Yeah, but we just said it on the radio.
It's meant to do this Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but you
thought it was Monday.
But we said it.
I know.
And then you went, but is it Tuesday? BBC Radio. Scott Mills. You joined us in the middle of a Christark crisis, didn't realise it was Tuesday, even though I said it on the radio.
Screwed it up for me and my mates, FA Cup tickets. Like, the idea was, I took this upon myself to sort this morning. Screwed myself over here.
Yeah.
Bad organisation.
I didn't mean to look over your shoulder then, but I'm seeing quite a lot of angry WhatsApp messages.
It's really stressful.
Yeah, you've let a lot of people down there.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing about anything like this. You know, when you've become in charge of a group of people...
Well, you offered.
You're there to be responsible. It's like the one person in the group who has to book the lad's holiday or the girl's holiday, and it's like... It's a nightmare, isn't it, when you've got to take all this on?
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, especially when you don't do it.
I'm not best suited for it as well.
You're really not.
I've got mates for study. Scott
Mills. We were saying what you've used in place of ID to get into the club. Andy and Ash has got some stories. He used to work on the door in Glasgow. One time someone was like, hello, I've got chest hair. Let me in.
Hold on. Puberty is not a way of getting in, surely.
I'm over 18, let me in. Weren't accepted. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Hey, Libby.
Hello.
How's your day going?
It's going good, yeah. I'm just chilling with my golden retriever, doing some revision. So it's been quite chill.
Okay, are you chilling or are you doing revision? Because those two are not hand in hand.
No, I am doing revision. I am. Yeah, kind of.
Okay, with Radio 1 in the background, does that put you off or does it help?
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Yeah, it's good. I like it. It's the only station I listen to.
What subject are you revising then?
English literature. That's been today's job because I haven't really focused on it as much.
Love it.
And
lit.
Two 3-hour exams. So, not fun.
English lit.
Yeah. Not lit.
It's not as lit as it's supposed to be, I don't think.
No,
it's
not despite the name, not lit. Not to me.
Not that lit, no.
Are you having to read Of Mice and Men? Ho.
No. That was GCSE. I did that like year 9, so got that one out of the way, which is quite good.
And I know after your exams, you're creating a bucket list of all the things you want to do when you're finally free from revision. What does the list involve?
So one, I really want to go to Ireland because it just looks really cool. So I think I'm a twin, so I think me and my twin brother are going to go, which will be really fun.
It's good to have something to like look forward to in it afterwards.
Yeah, definitely, because exams are long.
Long.
Well, that's how you work, Scott, innit? You've got to have a nice holiday to look forward to as well.
Always.
Yeah.
Right, here's what I've got for you on today's bangers. Libby, 18 in Suffolk. See if you like my choice. This track is Loneliness by Tom Craft.
Okay.
Old school dance banger. It's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into it, but it's not really my thing.
Yeah, it's not 2003, babe, is it? That's right. Why. Okay, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice today, which is this.
Oh, yes, hello.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is look at his face. This is Ingrosso and Tommy Trash, never forget. John Martin, ooh. Reload.
Dang, diddly, it's a hard choice.
Is that a phrase?
Dang, diddly.
Dang, diddly.
Dang, diddly.
It's not difficult at all, just putting me out of my misery now.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Scott. It's going to have to be Chris.
Come on. When night has become the day, they're sending you far away,
so, so far away. We're going at it for a third time.
And we're feeling more adventurous than ever before.
Unexpected Fluids, Season 3.
And I have already purchased at least 27 separate sets of fake eyebrows to replace the ones that keep shooting off my forehead in shock.
My knees gave way.
What?
I couldn't stand. My whole body was just vibrating.
Unexpected Fluids by name and by nature.
There's no two ways about it. I'm a very flamboyant human being. There's a lot of hairspray fair, but like...
If this intrigues you, download and subscribe to Unexpected Fluids now on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, all right then. I'll let you have that. Sebastian Ingrosso and Reload on BBC Radio 1, also featuring John Martin and Tommy Trash.
Greg James been on, says absolute classic. He's actually described this, and I like this, as a dance floor saver. I like the idea of an emergency song if you're a DJ.
It is a saver.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no one here. Right, quick, get this on. Here they come.
That's nothing against Greg, by the way. Not that he has to reach for one of those.
Also, good afternoon, Greg James. Thank you for your loyalty to Radio 1 while listening on your holiday there. Always with us, even when he's not on the air, see?
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Right, here is something you are going to love if you are in the dating game at the moment. Maybe you're on all the apps trying to find that special person to share your life with. Or get off with. Jenny, do tell.
Well, it sort of evolved on its own. I travel quite a lot doing animal rescue type thing.
Where do you travel then?
Asia, normally. South Korea, Thailand, those sorts of places. So obviously in different airports, I've matched with different people all over the world.
On Tinder?
Yes, on Tinder.
Yes,
I see, because you're consistently in a new area, aren't you? Refresh.
Yes. So then I don't necessarily see people in the places that I'm at. So people cross over all over the world in airports.
Yeah.
So far I've had holidays in Dubai, Abu Dhabi. I've sailed on a 50-foot yacht from Italy to Monaco. I've been to Mauritius, and I've just got a holiday planned in Thailand this summer.
All with different people?
Yes, all different people.
Hang on a second, though. How are you achieving this?
So you match with somebody and you start chatting, and then this guy said, well, I've got a boat and I'm sailing, I've got different people coming on, would you like to join me? I usually Google people, especially if they've got a business or whatever, just to see who they are, leave details with family and things, and then off I go.
It's like extreme Tinder. You've struck upon something amazing there, which is if you go on Tinder at an airport, even though the radius is quite small, ultimately everyone is flying far. So you've got this weird situation where you could be trying to match with people around you, but ultimately a few hours later, they are the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But how come all of these guys are so generous?
The guy that I went to Mauritius with, he's got a business in Mauritius, so I think he just put it through his business.
Tinder around the world's a different game, Scott. Global Tinder.
This is Tinder holidays.
Yeah, well, this is amazing because the thing is, when all of us, right, I'm not on Tinder, but all of us are stuck within the same radiuses, aren't we? We're in King's Lynn, we're in Barnsley, we're in Watford. You know, we're small ponds. What she is doing well here, Jenny, is the world is her. She's got the full ocean. Do you know what I mean? And she's picking them out
because traveling
all sorts
so much.
Of places.
You've literally got all of the fish in all of the seas.
Yeah,
big fish as well.
And can I ask, if you don't mind me asking, are you saying to these guys that they are dates or friendship or what? Like, what's the deal there?
So I say it's friends with the potential of something going further, as in, you know, sort of a date.
If you get on, but, yeah.
Yeah, if we get on.
So how many trips have you had, do you think?
When I first started, it was quite a small radius. So I've been to Wales and London and sort of the UK. I've had Jersey, and then it started getting wider, and I've been to Mauritius, Abu Dhabi, Dubai.
Wow. And this
Thailand.
Is all being single. It's not whilst you're seeing someone. You're not racking up the affair miles. It's more
I'm single and loving it.
Right. I mean, you are loving your holidays. You've got all of the best worlds.
Yes, absolutely.
Incredible. Tinder holidays. I mean, Scott's eyes lit up there.
I have met some really, really lovely people, actually.
Yeah, you say that. They're probably not that lovely. It's just holiday romance, though, isn't it? Constant holiday romances.
But I have to say, nothing has gone any further than friendship so far. So.
Yes. Will you keep in touch with us and keep us up to date with your trips?
Yes. I'll let you know. I'll email you and let
you're
you know
amazing.
Further trip.
Right, we'll speak again. I know we will.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you missed this. There was a real clash of accents on the official chart on Friday.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
So Jess, who works on the show, is from just outside Glasgow, and we called Lil Nas X to tell him he was number one. And Jess, say what you said to him. We didn't expect to get straight through to him. We thought it'd be his like agent or manager or something. So he goes, bling, 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 bling. Hello.
Hello, is that Lil Nas X?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please?
Is that Lil Nas X?
He was like, I literally can't understand. It was a real mix of American and Scottish, like all got very lost.
I did hear about this. Didn't he give an amazing line, which was, I cannot understand your speech?
Yeah.
Exact words there. Do it again.
Hi, is that Lil Nas X?
No, still nothing.
Scott Mills.
This show has been responsible for ruining many people's favourite songs for a few years. And for that, I can only apologise, really. For instance, can you listen to Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man Giant now without going, you are? Apologies. Chris has ruined one of my absolute favourite songs at the moment.
Also, this is nothing against the band, because I love Two Door Cinema Club. But
this is my fave. Right, okay, I'll start it and then you can tell me what you think.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, who do you think it sounds like?
Gary Barlow.
Oh.
I came back, breathe the smoke. I've had a system and I'm using my head. Love's enough to stay afloat. That you can sink with all the weight you've been fed.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, you've ruined it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Barlow, but...
There's nothing wrong with that song sounding a little bit Barlow. The problem is, I love Two Door Cinema Club, but I'm imagining Gary Barlow when that's... Especially when the song starts. In fact, it's kind of the ideal song that he would... If he released it as well, it'd still be a banger. Do you know what I mean? It's the song that he should do.
So you think... The new track by Two Door Cinema Club is the direction that Gary Barlow should be going in musically.
Well, I'm saying if I was in charge of his music, I'd be saying, Gary, have a listen to this.
Gary Barlow, lol. Can't hear anything different now. That's from Mark in Nantwich. It is a bit of Take That, says Ben on the M1. Cheers for that, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
I guess I've done it for enough people over the years with various different songs. One of my former favourites, Talk by Two Door Cinema Club on Radio 1.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We've been chatting about what you've used as ID when you've forgotten it. Sometimes your Advantage card will get you in the door and they even give you the points. Even your Legoland driving licence. Or, this is genius, Alice used her Facebook birthday post to get her into the club on her 18th birthday. First time she can actually use it, she's like, look, all the people wishing me happy birthday, let me in. Matt in Oxford went on a birthday to Cardiff. Classic, limo down there early evening, returned 3 a.m. Mate on the trip forgot his ID. They were like, can we see some ID, please? Got his fishing license out. That's not going to work.
No.
Claire, how did you get in?
I used my UCAS form.
Oh, off of students.
Like off of applying to uni.
Yeah, I had I couldn't get in. I went through all of my emails and I pulled up my driving license, like messages to tattoo artists, and I pulled up my UCAS form. I was like, look, I'm going to university. I got in, but he didn't even look at it. He was like, oh, I've seen your face before. I've never been to this club before. I don't even know what town I'm in.
You know what you've got? You've got one of them faces, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, one of those faces, just really recognisable, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I've seen you before. It's like, you can go straight through. It's like, no, I've never actually been here.
But also, I love that you will have... Did you get, like, quite emotional and forceful in getting in? Because to go through all your emails and just refuse that you're, you know, not going to be allowed in is quite amazing in itself.
Yeah, I was, like, really upset. My friends had come out as well. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I even said to the bouncer, I was like, honestly, I'm so sorry. This has never happened before.
Yeah, right.
Look, I'm applying to uni!
Look, I've applied. It's true. I've got one of them faces. We see so much social media by like, oh, nice to see Scott in Casualty at the weekend. It's like, no, it just looks a bit like me. There's a couple of footballers.
Yeah, you are. You said it before, you're the faceless man.
Ellen DeGeneres, Katy Perry with that makeup, or me.
Scott Mills.
We played Aaliyah's More Than a Woman last week, absolute tune, and we noticed something that I'd never noticed before. It's got a noise in it that all songs of that kind of genre had at the time.
That's
they
right.
They all had it in it. This one's got it too. Christina Milian.
Yes.
Now we've pointed that out, you'll notice it runs throughout the entire track.
Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And remember, tell everybody, Playground Insults is back. Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth. It's huge. 3 p.m. tomorrow. Scott Mills.